This week, we have another essay from the original This I Believe series. This one is by the famous anthropologist Margaret Mead. Her studies of humanity led her to a very different conclusion from those of Charles Darwin's grandson.
I believe that to understand human beings, it is necessary to think of them as part of the whole living world. Our essential humanity depends not only on the complex biological structure, but also upon the great social inventions which have been made by human beings, perpetuated by human beings, and in turn give human beings their stature as builders, thinkers, seers, and prophets. I believe that each of these great inventions, language, the family, the use of tools, government, science, art, and philosophy, has the quality of so combining the potentialities of every human temperament that each can be learned and perpetuated by any group of human beings, regardless of race, and regardless of the type of civilization within which their progenitors lived. So that a newborn infant from the most primitive tribe in New Guinea is intrinsically capable of graduation from Harvard, or writing a sonnet, or inventing a new form of radar as an infant born on Beacon Hill. But I believe also that once a child has been reared in New Guinea or Boston, he embodies the culture within which he is reared and differs from those who are reared elsewhere so deeply that only by understanding these differences can we reach an awareness which will give us a new control over our human destiny. I believe that human nature is neither intrinsically good nor intrinsically evil, but individuals are born with different combinations of innate potentialities, and that it will depend upon how they are reared to trust and love and experiment and create, or to fear and hate and conform, what kind of human beings they will become. I believe that we have not even begun to tap human potentialities, and that by a continuing, humble, but persistent study of human behavior, we can learn consciously to create civilizations within which an increasing proportion will realize more of what they have it in them to be. I believe that human life is given meaning through the relationship which the individual's conscious goals have to the civilization, period, and country within which one lives. Today it means taking upon ourselves the task of creating one world in such a way that we both keep the future safe and leave the future free.
Anthropologist Margaret Mead, reading her essay for This I Believe in 1951. This is NPR News.